The Double Deuce is loose. Woo!
Double Deuce is loose. Klein Alley Show. I'm Klein. That's Alley. There's Omar. Yep. That's June 4.0. In the back, taking the calls. Most important part of the show is you at 800-520-1067. Totally interactive, totally local, and totally live. Welcome back to K-Rock. Boy, do we miss you. Yesterday, not to steal Ali's thunder, Omar, by the way, the last two songs, Ali's just been staring at me going, it's my time to shine.
I've got
the baby inside of me, and now you're going to try to get on here and steal my pregnancy thunder because I got a call yesterday when I was driving home. My wife said, I got to go pick up a pregnancy test, which you can only buy it three at a time. First of all, I go to Walgreens, and I don't like that move of just going in and buying one pregnancy test because it feels weird still. I don't know why. Like, I'm a grown-ass man. It shouldn't bother me to do that, but it does.
You find it embarrassing?
I just feel like I need to bury it under a few other random things there that I didn't need anyway. So the best thing I could come up with was...
They're like, good news. You're not going to be pregnant, you idiot. That's not how this works.
Yeah, well, I grabbed the pregnancy test. And I grabbed a box of wine because they had that right by the register in their Valentine's Day display.
Oh, good. That'll lower the embarrassment factor. Yeah.
And then I grabbed a random greeting card. So I was like, all right, here we go. Just throw these in there.
A romantic date ahead of you.
The person. Yeah. I was like a before, a during, and an after. The person ringing me up, it was a woman, by the way. And she, of course, stops on the pregnancy test. And she says to me, I just want you to know these are not COVID tests. And I
make it clear that you're an idiot.
Right. I can tell.
I want to let you know.
Yeah, I can
you
tell.
Can't take your temperature right. with this pregnancy test, so, you fool.
I said, oh no, I know. She said, you won't believe how many people over the past few weeks.
Are you kidding me?
Have tried to return pregnancy tests that they bought thinking they were COVID rapid tests. And I said, like, when you say how many, I was blown away by this because. Just when I feel like I've lost faith in society and humanity, I think, well, now I've lost even more faith.
Right.
I go, when you say a lot of people, I'm like, over five did this? She's like, over 50.
What?
And I go, people are buying pregnancy tests.
Are they putting them up their noses or are they peeing on them?
I don't know if they're using them. I think someone is buying them, getting them home, and then someone else is real, or they're realizing after the fact, these are not. Because a lot of them I can understand. They say first response. I know
all they see is the little plus or minus.
Yes,
that's on the box.
We're all seeing people posting the COVID test, which are the two-line, one-line system.
And it does look like a little stick. It kind of looks the same.
I could understand. I mean, listen, still you're an idiot if you do that. But it is a little confused. But when she said to me that many people, because she wanted to let me know that they're non... I guess pregnancy tests are one of those items that are non-refundable. Like, once you buy it, that's yours. Like, they don't take them back
afterwards. Even if you don't open it?
She said, we're not taking them back.
So
she's like, I just want to let you know. And then I said, yeah. My wife called. She thinks she may be pregnant. I think it's See's Candies. And the woman...
She's like, please stop talking to me. Why are we doing this with each other? Okay.
So I buy the tests. I go home. I say, you really don't think you're pregnant, do you? And she goes...
And this is the timing. You had birthday sex, right?
Yeah,
we had birthday sex. That was 11 days ago.
Yeah, yeah. New Year's Eve, birthday sex.
So right now is the time that she would be maybe feeling like she needs a test.
It's weird because the last time when she got pregnant, it was another oopsies. By the way, I love you, baby. Well, they're all oopsies, they're great. That one also was like, she said, I need a pregnancy test. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, we've had sex like maybe once in the last... month.
Uh-huh.
But she got pregnant.
Wow. When you get it done, you get it done.
I get it done. Thank you, Omar. So this time.
It's because he's so pent up. It's
like Niagara Falls.
When you express, and her uterus can't handle it.
Yeah, your poor wife.
So this time. So this time, she. You know, you remember the set. I explained to you how the sex went down.
Yeah, end in you...
You started, but then you finished
started,
by yourself.
Right, but then we got interrupted, and then when we went back, it was kind of just me...
You pleasured yourself while she shaved her legs.
She kind of went on with her routine in the back.
Which, if that's how you can get pregnant, I don't know why I haven't been pregnant sooner.
Right, and I was like... I was like, I don't think... Like, I'm pretty sure I don't remember the videos we watched in middle school about this.
But I don't think that was a chapter.
Like, don't think you can... I know you can never get pregnant in a hot tub and while someone's shaving their legs. Those are two things. So she took the test, and I'll tell you right now, the feeling of waiting for that, it is a feeling unlike anything else. I guess people are experiencing it now when they're waiting for COVID results. I still think that that is maybe the most anticipation
Is it still, because I know the COVID rapid at home test is a 15 minute. This is still 2 minutes or whatever, or
yeah,
five?
5 minutes or something like that. Yeah, you shake it up and down like a, you know, like a Polaroid or whatever.
I don't think you're supposed to shake it, but okay.
Well, I was, because you see the one, I think one line means not pregnant, but two lines means pregnant, right? But one line starts to come in pretty quickly. Or no, I'm sorry, I think it's the other way around. I forget these ones. Once again, very confusing system. You have to be like a mathematician to figure these things out. I mean, why? I still don't understand why they just can't go with a picture of a baby or a picture of a celebration. Why can't they do that?
You want a full-ass picture?
Yeah, like put a little, put an emoji there or something like that. We're so dumb. Like, just give us emojis, right?
Well, I think they should be scratch and sniff.
What does that even mean? Smells like urine, honey. What does that mean? We don't know. Allie's dumb idea.
So what happened?
So she, we got the first line, which I think means pregnant. And I started just freaking the F out.
But are you
like in that, a good way or in a
not a good way.
Okay.
No, in a oh boy, here we go. I mean, okay. It's like opening up a
let's make another doctor's appointment.
It's opening up $1 million. It's like opening up $100,000 bill. Like really, is the way I looked at it. You know?
No, but I mean, I don't know.
Omar, stop it. You're getting all I love. Kids are beautiful.
I'm just saying, like, it's one of those weird things that I think I would get excited at this point. You know, I got snipped, and you know, I don't want any more children.
Oh, you're snipped?
Oh yeah, I'm snipped.
Wow, I didn't know that about you, Omar.
Yeah, I'm snipped, but. I think if it didn't take or whatever and my wife got pregnant, I think it would be a little bit like, oh, my God, like, what is happening? We didn't plan for this, but then I would get all excited.
So, anyway, long and short of it is the other line popped up as well. And it was
so
like,
it means you have COVID.
So she has COVID.
So she has a COVID baby, which is really exciting. I'm very proud of it. We all
congrats,
are.
Man.
If you
we're
would
all
like,
proud of you.
If you would like to
yay,
battle Allie. I'm not pregnant. No one's got COVID. If you would like to battle Allie in a little round of Allie Knows the News, you have the opportunity right now.
Allie's down the deuce is loose. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
That's happening next.
Love you guys.
Thank you, sir. Love you as well. That's happening right after this on K-Rock. If you want in, 800-520-1067.